This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal today and flagged off five Amrit Bharat Express trains from two states. In Assam, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movements of animal, reduce human-wildlife conflict. The Prime Minister said the 86-kilometer-long corridor is an environmentally conscious national highway project.
Kaziranga Elevated Corridor और नई रेल सेवाओं से असम के लोगों के लिए नई संभावनाएं तैयार होगी। मैं असम की जनता और देशवासियों को इन महत्वपूर्ण परियोजनाओं के लिए बधाई देता हूं। जब प्रकृति सुरक्षित होती है तो उसके साथ अवसर भी पैदा होते हैं। पिछले कुछ वर्षों में काजीरंगा में पर्यटकों की संख्या में लगातार बढ़ोतरी हुई है।
The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kamakhya to Rohtak and Dibrugarh to Lucknow. In West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees and flagged off the three Amrit Bharat trains connecting Kolkata with other parts of the country. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said all central projects will accelerate the development of West Bengal. He highlighted that for a developed India, the development of Eastern India is essential and the Union Government is continuously working towards this goal. He said his two-day program in Assam and West Bengal strengthened this resolve. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balaghad, including an inland water transport IWT terminal and a road over bridge. He also launched a state-of-the-art electric catamaran in Kolkata. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Jairambothy Varo Gopinathpur Manopur new rail line and a new train service between Manopur and Jairambothy. Later, addressing a Parivartan Sankalp Sabha in Singur, Prime Minister Narendra Modi mounted a sharp attack on the ruling Trinamool Congress. He alleged that the state government has been blocking the implementation of central schemes, preventing benefits from reaching the people. The Prime Minister emphasized that development initiatives should rise above political rivalries and focus on the needs of citizens. The Prime Minister also highlighted the center's efforts to honor Bengal's cultural icons. He said Parliament and the people of India had commemorated the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram, composed by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay, calling it a guiding mantra for building a Vikasit Bharat. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India's primary objective is to achieve self-reliance in defence manufacturing. He was speaking at a programme held at the medium-caliber ammunition facility established by Solar Industries in Nagpur. On the occasion, the first production consignment of the Pinaka guided rocket was dispatched in the presence of the Defence Minister. Mr. Singh said that exports of Pinaka missiles developed at the facility have already begun and several countries have shown interest in procuring them. Nominations for the election of the Bharatiya Janata Party's national president are scheduled to be filed tomorrow. According to the poll schedule released by party's national returning officer K. Lakshman, nominations can be filed between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place between 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., followed by the window for withdrawal of nominations, which will remain open till 6 p.m. After the completion of the nomination process, if required, polling will take place on Tuesday. The IMD has forecast dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh tomorrow, while dense fog conditions will prevail over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Bihar. In men's cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 41 runs in the third ODI in Indore tonight. Chasing the target of 338 runs set by New Zealand, hosts India could score only 296 runs in 46 overs. Earlier put into bat first, the visitors posted 337 for 8 in the stipulated 50 overs in the decisive match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.